Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Amoni u'Moyavi, a male from the nation of Amon or Moav, Moabite or Ammonite people, assume they are permitted to marry into the Jewish people, even if they convert. A Jewish girl cannot marry one of these male Amonim or Moyavim. V'isur Nisra'ilam, and their prohibition lasts forever. The Torah says, even Darasiri, even a 10th generation Amoni or Moavi cannot marry into the Jewish congregation. However, their females, once they've converted, they can marry into the Jewish community. It's one of two possible reasons. Either because the Pasuk says that the reason that you cannot marry them is Al-Dvar, because they didn't come and provide you with bread and water as you left Mitzrayim, there was a certain cruelty to them. Now that reason is not really applicable by women, because usually it seems like it was the man's culture to go out there and provide, and not the woman. So therefore, they're not part of the prohibition. Additionally, we learn from the word, the pasuk says, Amoini, which sounds like a male, Amoyavi, and not a Amoyavis, or Amoinis, or Amoyavis, and we know that this is the reason why Rus, David HaMelech's progenitor, was permitted to marry to the Jewish people, even though she was a Amoyavis, she was a Moabite, because she's a female, and a female Amoyavis is permitted. Continues the Mishnah, Mitzri v'adoimi eina masurim, a Mitzri, a male Mitzri, or a male Edomite, other nations, Egyptian or Edomite, they're not prohibited to come and marry to the Jewish people, elach shleisha, there is only for the first three generations, as the Pasuk says, banam asher yavod lem dar shlishi yavod lem mikal Hashem. Children that are born after the third generation are permitted to marry into the Jewish community. Echad zecharim v'echad nekevas, this applies both to males and to females, because the Torah did not conditioned it on any particular reason, like it did by Amon and Moav. Rabbi Shimon Matir Sanekevos. Rabbi Shimon permits the female Mitzriyos or Adonios, Egyptian women or Edomite women, miyad immediately after they've converted. Rabbi Shimon says Kal v'chomer hadvarim. We can use the logic of Kal v'chomer of a more lenient and stricter thing to understand this. How he explains. Mind the makom she'asar es hazcharim Israelim. If we find that by a place where the males are prohibited forever, that's an Amoni and a Moavi, a male Ammonite or a male Moavite, hitiras anekeva is miad, immediately one is permitted to marry the women, as we saw previously, if in a prohibition of a Mitzri or an Adami, an Egyptian or an Edomite, where the prohibition is only to three generations, then certainly the women should be immediately permitted. Amr Lai, the Chacham said to Reb Shimon, if this was a halacha from the Moshe Mitzrayim, a transmission of law that you received from your rabbis who received it all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, then we'll accept what you're saying. However, if it's just logical, yesh tshuva, then we have a way to refute your logic. Because by Amon and Moav, it says, al dvar shalikidmu. It says because they didn't provide you with bread and with water as they should have. They were cruel. And a woman is not included in that. But by Mitzri and Adami, where the Torah doesn't specify a reason, therefore, perhaps, that applies to both men and to women. Amalahem, Rabbi Shimon replied to the Chachabim Leiki, not so. Halacha ani omer. First of all, he says, even if I was making a Kal v'chomer, nevertheless, you should know that it's a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. I have this tradition from my rabbis. Now, even though that Rabbi Shimon says that, we still do not paskin. We don't rule like Rabbi Shimon. The mission concludes with one last law. Mamzerin, bastards, unesinim, or Gibeonites, which converted in the days of Yoshua ben Nun, Asurim, they're prohibited to marry to the Jewish congregation. The mission says v'isur nisir olam, and their prohibition lasts forever. By Mamzer, it says gam darasir liyavalei b'kal Hashem, and we learned this to an Amonian and a Moavi. Adolam, which the drasha the Gemara makes, and the Torah compares a Mamzer to Amonian and Moavi. Says the bus, and the sinim also the gezerah, the decree that they made, both in the days of Yeshua and David HaMelech, was never to marry into the Nesinim and never to marry into the Gibeonite nation. This halacha applies both to males and to females. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.